Illegal smuggling networks, which have imprisoned, tortured and abused thousands of migrants trying to cross Libya, must be tracked and prosecuted. That's according to Othman Belbazi, who is the UN Migration Agency IOM's mission chief in Libya. He was speaking after the second flight of the year left Libya for Nigeria on Monday under the so-called Voluntary Humanitarian Return Programme, which allows third country nationals to return home. Shocking reports exposing a modern-day slave trade and rampant migrant abuse in multiple detention centres last year has led to a major reassessment of the measures being taken to tackle smuggling along the central Mediterranean migration route through Libya. Mr. Belbazi spoke to Mustafa Al-Gamal.
This voluntary humanitarian return program is a specific program to support migrants stranded in Libya and voluntarily willing to go back to their home countries. Those migrants, many of them do not have the funds to cover their ticket back home. So they approach IOM to help them go back home. Those migrants are of different categories. Some have been working in Libya for a long time and now they don't see any future, or they lost their jobs because of the current situation. And others are new arrivals who were looking for opportunities in Libya but were misinformed about the situation and find themselves stranded. Another part of the migrants are those who tried their chances to take the boats to Europe, and many of them, I would say, were not successful, and some of them ended up in detention centers without any means, and they thought that going back home to start a new life would be the best option. Just to confirm that this program is based on the request of the people and it's voluntary and follow a detailed registration process with the migrants.
Some IOM reports talk about rampant migrant abuse in Libya. Could you talk to us some more about that?
When we talk about migrant abuse, we know that there is a number of smugglers, increasing number of smuggling networks all over the country. Once you are on the hand of a smuggler, you can imagine that migrants are subject to all types of abuse, especially that the majority of them are not even documented. And many, even when they cross the border towards Libya, there is no registration process. So even their families do not know whether they cross to Libya or they are in one of the neighboring countries. So they are totally under the mercy of the smugglers. And there has been reports about many cases of abuse and torture by the smugglers.
Now, many international news outlets have been calling this modern-day slavery. Is that really what's happening in Libya? Would you call it that?
When we talk about modern-day slavery, you know, when you hold people against their will in a certain location, and when people are traded for money between smugglers, and when you hold people for ransom, torture people, sending photos to their families, asking the families to pay ransom, we believe that this is a major concern, and those smuggling networks should be tracked and prosecuted.
What are the demographic of this 181 migrants who were sent back to Lagos?
The majority of the migrants in Libya are young males. A number of migrants have also some medical issues. So last year we returned 252 migrants with medical cases who were supported immediately with medical escort during the flight, also reception and admission to hospitals upon return back home.
When we talk about these vulnerable migrants stranded in Libya, do you have a particular story that you'd like to share with us?
Many of the migrants, as I said, have been in Libya for a long time, sometimes 10 or 20 years. Because of the current situation, they had to leave their area of residence and lost their job. So the migrants themselves became displaced. And this is one of the main challenges for the migrants who stayed in Libya for long. They are used to the culture, they are known in their neighborhood, but unfortunately, once they leave their area of residence, they become unknown in the new area and sometimes perceived as a threat. We hear a lot of stories about promises made by smugglers or by potential employers in Libya, and once you arrive, you are in the hands of the smugglers and you have no power. In addition, a common story now is becoming kidnapping migrants or holding them against their will, asking for ransom from the families. And this is becoming increasingly worrying practice because many people are subject to abuses and torture by the smugglers.
And what is IOM looking to do in 2018 to help these migrants in Libya?
The return program is only part of the work and address a specific and small number of migrants in the country. So if we talk about the country with more than 700,000 migrants, we are talking about the return of 20,000 during 2017, which means that the majority still work and live in Libya. So we will continue with our programs, mainly capacity building for all government officials dealing with migration, with a focus on the human rights, but also with a lot of focus on counter-trafficking. We plan to expand and establish new safe spaces to be able to hold vulnerable migrants outside detention. We have signed an agreement with UNICEF to strengthen the cooperation when it comes to migrant children and unaccompanied minors, and I believe this agreement will be of great added value of our coordination together between the two agencies for the best interest of minors and children. We plan also to continue our advocacy for the closure of detention centers and look more for alternatives to detention. On the other hand, we need to continue with the direct assistance and support to migrants inside detention centers as long as they exist. We are now establishing what we call migrant resource and response mechanism, which includes information sharing and providing immediate support to migrants along the migration routes. IOM does in the country is what we call community stabilization, which is working with local communities not only to promote peace, but to provide basic services, basic infrastructure, and to support the local communities. Libya is a country that has always been dependent on migrants. Libya would require support in all the fields, especially to have the political agreement and security in place for the Libyans and for the migrants.